Good morning, Charlotte. Good morning, Vivek, and welcome to our studio. You guys are volunteered at Wasteless?
Yeah.
Vivek is actually volunteering in Wasteless, yeah.
And you are not?
No, I'm in Future School.
Oh, okay. Anyhow, 15th of September, it's going to be Global Cleanup Day?
Yeah, it's going to be the World Cleanup Day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be more than 150 countries around the world, and millions of volunteers who clean up their environment on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I believe at Wasteless you are preparing something special, apart from the regular cleanups on Sundays, no?
Well, actually, we heard about this World Cleanup Day about a month ago, and we wanted to join a group in India because we come from France. And there wasn't any groups in South India. Like, about 2 months ago, there wasn't any groups. So we decided to talk to some people about it and gained a lot of interest. And through our volunteers, me at Wasteless and she at Future School, we thought we could start something and be the occasion to bring many groups who work around waste in Auroville together on that event and also start something,
So, how did you envisage that day? That is next Saturday, right? Or next Friday?
Next Saturday,
next Saturday,
it's Saturday 15th. So, yeah, the aim of this event here in Auroville is that we know that here people are more or less conscious already.
Mm-hmm.
And there is many groups working together. And what we would like is to gather all these groups. So first to do a cleanup. So it would be a cleanup that everyone could do in their own community, or to join a group like AV Cleanup Group or some other group which could create around this. And then after, we would like to create an event in Eco Service, which is the place where all the trash goes anyway. So to make this place more, for the people to see it in a different way. So, okay, that's where the waste goes, but what is the waste really? And where could it go instead of this place? So what we would like to do is also to do something here. So that's what will happen after the cleanup. And so we want everyone to gather here. So, yeah.
So there's a concrete plan already?
Yep. So it's coming in the next news and notes. The plan is to start the pickup. Anyone is decentralized. Anyone can form a group in their community and clean up around their community. Before 10, and then at 10:30, we all meet at Eco Service, and we'll have these stands. We can weigh all the waste collected. So upcycling will be there. The different groups will be there. Wasteless, Let's Talk Trash, AV Cleanup. So and we'll have some activities, and we can learn about waste and how we can work together, collaborate. For future projects.
You mentioned that, for example, in my community, I can pick up the trash, and then at 10 o'clock, somebody will collect those, pick up trash.
So, yeah, the idea is to, if you can bring it yourself, if you don't have too much trash, you can bring it yourself. But if you have more than, like, if it's too heavy, you can call us or Eco Service to come and pick it up. Yeah.
That will be happening only in our communities or also in the green belt of Auroville?
So it's in Auroville, Auroville communities, and the pickup groups will take like bigger roads and not necessarily outside the communities. So anyone can join one of the groups or just do it around their community. And we'll also start looking at places where there's a lot of litter. And it'll come next week. We can inform people where there's a lot of trash.
Okay, so that 15, it will be just in our communities, so to speak, yeah?
So
in our nearby environment?
Yeah, but if someone sees a place where there's a lot of trash outside their communities, but inside the green belt, because as it's Eco Service who will take the trash, they can't absorb everything from the villages and all these places. So it would be inside the Greenbelt. If someone has the initiative to go somewhere which is outside their community, but they feel like, okay, this place, my community is clean, but this place has to be cleaned up, it's really, people are really welcome to do this.
Nearby New Creation, there's a field.
Yeah, that's
on the bottom of the canyon road.
Yeah, the Kulapalem dump place. Yeah, that eco service won't be able to absorb this, and it doesn't solve the problem either, because there has been many cleanups there and the trash keeps coming. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very interesting if people are interested to document these things on that day. So we can't collect that trash.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone is interested to maybe talk about this problem and put it to the light, because it's also like it's a global event. So doing it here locally, we can bring up these stories and talk about the problems in the village with waste management. So they don't have a place to manage all this waste. The government is also not picking up in households. So these stories can come up also.
Mm-hmm.
No, but because, on that, yeah,
okay, because I know that our communities are pretty much well managed.
Mm-hmm.
The eco service collecting the on regular basis. And as far as I know, most of the communities are clean, more or less, no?
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves us what roads.
Yeah.
And the critical point are really the canyon roads and in the villages, nearby villages. I mean, as long as you step outside, you see exactly the garbage is piling. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
There is this Kulapalayam road, you know, when you go out from Auroville and you go to Kulapalayam. I think before Tanto or before the road sign saying Kulapalayam, the road is a part of the Greenbelt, so people could go there, but just not after, you know, this road sign. And it's not that clean, so there's a lot of trash anyway.
No, I mean, Pichandi Kulam and around there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So places like this. So, yeah, we'll come soon to walk around Auroville and to spot some places where there's most trash. So this will be, people will be informed of these places which are outside the communities and but could be cleaned up.
And we notice there also around the building areas, construction areas, there's a lot of litter in Auroville. Also, some around some guest houses, like the near Eco Service, there's a whole that resort,
Ocean
Resort.
Where is that?
It's close to Eco Service, so there's a whole
That one.
Yeah, there's a lot of litter there. So when you go inside, you find some picnic areas. You do find some things.
Yeah, usually on Monday mornings we see some extra things on the road as well.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the thing also, that some of the trash is also kind of hidden. I was talking the other day with someone who already did some cleans up with schools, like last school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying there's not much to pick up around the communities. And this person told me, actually, there is. It's just that it's hidden, you know, in the bushes or somewhere. So if you've look well, you can find things.
Uh-huh.
Also about the pickup, I want to add something. So there might not be too much to pick up. Well, there is, but the importance is not necessarily just cleaning. It's like mopping the floor when there's an open tap of trash coming. So ultimately it's about thinking about our consumption and what kind of things we pick up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what is recyclable, what is not, and think about it also. So we can find some little double layer plastic, for example, with the aluminium thing inside. Yeah, those are not recyclable, and that's what we may find the most on the floor, because like the chips pockets and chocolate bars,
cookies and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's also to see what we find and think about the solutions, which we will talk about at the event after. So there are some at the Eco Service at 10:30.
So if I understood, you guys collect is actually today to be together and think and do something with the trash. to see what we are dealing with and how to maybe recycle or where we can put unrecyclable things. Yeah,
and ultimately think about how we can reduce, and there'll be some zero waste activities, and what we can do with those aluminium double layer plastics, because
we did really interesting international house with the roof.
Yeah,
he compressed it and designed the roof tiles.
I also heard about this movement where you can't hashtag some of the those double layered plastic and give it back to the manufacturer who made those things, so that they start thinking about what to do with it and how they can come up with recyclable solutions to this problem. So it's something we would like to put forward.
So you want to collect, for example, all the Tetra Paks and send it to the factory which manufactured those?
Yeah, that's a possible thing, yeah.
But the transport I believe it was okay, maybe it was manufactured somewhere in India.
Mm.
But here we see also lots of imported goods, right?
Mm.
So the cost to send to Europe, maybe those packages, it's like...
Or even if we don't send them, just showing the pile on the social media and putting the hashtag of that movement, I'll have to find the name, but it'll be in the event at EcoService. Maybe ban the plastic. I don't remember the name, but that hashtag plus the hashtag of the company will just create awareness on the social media. And like a little message, like, we like your chips and we want to continue eating them, but we don't know what to do with the plastic. It just stays there, so please find a solution.
We know already that with 1st of January, the plastic bags are banned in India, yeah?
Yeah.
There are many countries on the planet already doing that. Do you know how it will impact also our environment? Or it also goes for the other products or just plastic bags itself?
It's also other products. The ban will be for plastic bags, but I know there are some other things happening with the hotels who give like a discount if you bring your own boxes and cutleries. And also, the straws maybe.
The thing with these bans is that it will take a while to go into people's mind and for them not to use it. And somehow it happens also in France that people can anyway, the shops, they can anyway get some plastic bags from somewhere and still give it to people, and people will still find it handy. So the thing with this is before this ban, before all the governments take, say, okay, we have to ban this, we have to ban that, it also has to come into people's mind for people to be used to think, okay, but what can I do without my super helpful plastic bag? Okay, but I can use this reusable bag and I can use this recycled bag. So it has also to come into people's mind and faster than the law that are, put in place somehow. So yeah, that's something which is important because it still takes time. And if we think about the system which is in place, which is dangerous for the environment and for us, we don't have time somehow. So,
Are there any solutions yet or already maybe how to recycle plastic?
The recycling is there, but it's usually downcycled, meaning. Actually, a PET bottle won't become another PET bottle. It'll become a lower grade plastic, which is used for furniture. So it's also this linear approach of production and then using and then using for something else. We have to break off from this and start thinking about how this can be used in a more circular way and in a growing way. So it's about rethinking also the
some few months ago I saw somewhere on the internet the Japanese already invented a machine which does bring back the oil from plastic.
Okay. So yeah, those are the things
I think we have to find a way to make everything a resource, you know, and to, because this system has to change, and we have to think also of the thing, because, okay, plastic may be remade into oil, which would be great, maybe, but some those double layer plastic and aluminium thing, they can't be put down into oil because it's already mixed. Some of the products are also mixed with other products which won't allow them to be turned into oil again or into something. So we have to think of a way to make, you know, everything could be recycled. By example, we see that in upcycling, you know, they take the Tetra Paks and do furniture with it, or anything, any way which could make the trash not being trash, and for people not to see it as trash, but as, okay, this is my rubbish, so now I will do something else with that. I will do, you know, like a chair, I will do a purse, I will just, you know, so this is how things have to become. And I think we have, because here we have so many creative minds, you know, so many people who can think practical, who can think, okay, I need this, how can I do it, because I have no tools, I have nothing to do it. Oh, but what if I use this Tetra Pak bottle? So this is the thing, we have to really reset our minds to think of, well, there's things that are still produced, and there's this, I can incur service, you know, they are keeping big bags of this double layer plastics because it's not recyclable, but they keep it just in case. One day we'll find a solution to recycle it because it's such a pain to put it in the landfill. So we can, you know, still already think of a way to recycle this thing, to make something out with that. Like, in upcycling, they do cushion with that, you know, they fill cushion with this, and so you can sit on these things that are not recyclable.
Okay, let's go back to 15th of September. You said on south of India you couldn't find any group which will be celebrating the Global Cleanup Day or World Cleanup Day. What about the rest of the India? Are they joining?
Yeah, major cities are joining. Mm-hmm. Started quite late compared to Europe and other countries also. So there are a few groups in major countries, but it started very slow. Mm. So South India, now there's one group in Chennai, and we started it in Kumbakonam also, temple town of Kumbakonam, and there it gained huge interest. So they'll probably have the biggest number of volunteers on this day.
Okay.
So that was a good surprise, yeah.
Let's be practical and just repeat. So on Saturday morning, we are picking up our garbage, or garbage on the road, or garbage around wherever we see, either by ourselves or we join one of the groups. Yeah. Are you going to publish the groups and where to maybe meet them if somebody wants to prefer to join the group?
So yeah, the contact information will be on the mm-hmm. poster and on the next news and note. They can call us, and for more information, if they want to join a group or if they want to form one, we can tell them. Yeah.
And then you said at 10:30, mm-hmm. we should all come to Eco Service.
Yeah.
Where would be a main event, so to speak, to look at our garbage.
Yeah.
What we actually threw away, or it was thrown by the visitors.
Yeah.
And what we can do with it. Yeah. How do we? Can we recycle it, or it has to go to landfill and stuff like that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, all about our waste. We can weigh it. Mm-hmm. There'll be some refreshments and
so to have also a joyful occasion to
socialize.
And then
the different things we can do with waste. So how to bring about this change, the circular thing, like mm-hmm. by sending it them back to the manufacturer. We'll talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
What Wasteless does. With education, with upcycling, what we can do with the trash, and also the experience of the different pickup groups, AV Cleanup, Let's Talk Trash, and the others.
Yeah. That's a regular event, as far as on Sundays they're picking up the trash, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And secondly, when you were talking about education for years now, I think we had a Litter Free Day, that's usually on Earth Day, 2010, the first one.
Mm.
and that group also designed actually a subject, garbology, with tools, with carts and stuff like that. So quite some things has been done here already, right?
Yeah.
Yet we still don't have all the solutions, right?
Yeah, it'll be a multi-approach, like...
You guys said you are volunteers, right? How long are you here already?
It's been a month and a half now.
Mm. And you?
Same.
The same. Okay. And you said you're coming from France. Can you compare France and Orville? I mean, how far we in Orville came up with those solutions? Or not yet?
Well, I can compare in the sense that it was very... We got some very positive feedback with this event and this initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was really open to it and wanted to help. Whereas in France, we could have done it, but it's a little harder, I think, to actually... Yeah.
Mm. To compare, so in a different view, to compare, by example, France and Auroville in India somehow. So the thing here, which is stays a major issue, is I think somehow the France and Auroville can be same in also India in the way that in France and Auroville, so we know about waste, but the thing is that there's still waste. So, you know, eco-service, they still have a lot of things coming. There's a segregation, but, you know, we need to re-improve, but still it's how to say, in India, you see the trash everywhere. In France and in Auroville, it's somehow hidden. You know, we don't really see it. We know we don't really see it, so we don't have this, every day this shock, you know. When you go through the Indian roads, you really have into your mind, oh my God, trash is here, we have to do something, you know, we have these warnings. While in France, everyone is talking about this, here as well, in school, by example, I talk about Future School because that's where I work, I see the students, they're so open, their conscious environment is so open, you know, they know so much. And somehow in France, also our generation, we know a lot, but since we don't have the warnings when we drive on the roads, we don't really, you know, there's something, some force that has to be taken. So, but
yeah, because
still,
somebody's
yeah.
dealing with the trash and is usually on a dump site, which you don't see them or
yeah.
you don't visit them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Especially those things that still need to be landfilled because there's no solution.
Exactly.
But we know that there are islands of garbage.
Yeah, yeah. So this is why here in France and also in Auroville and a lot of countries, actually, I mean, everywhere, the thing here is really to think about our consumption, and this linear system has to go out, you know, and we have to really think something else. So I think Auroville has done a lot, and when we see initiatives like Thanks to Vivek, I could see also eco-service and to know about wasteless and what is going on here, and there's an amazing force here, but yeah, it's still there's something to go further.
Okay, let's hope that maybe the Global Cleanup Day will bring some solutions, especially for the landfill trash. We don't know what to do with it. You want to add something for the end?
Well, I would say participate in the morning before 10 and 10:30. Let's all meet in EcoService. Let's make that connection with the global movement, and also bring out those stories with the landfills and those solutions which are very urgent to find. So we all come together, we discuss solutions, we share, and it'll be great, and it'll be a launching date for things to come around this matter.
Cool, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's hope that maybe somebody has a bright idea or something, at least part of them.
Yes, there'll be many ideas at the event, and many solutions.
Thank you.
Thank you.